If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Jackie and Shadow are arguably the most famous bald eagles in the world, thanks to a 24/7 live stream hosted by Friends of Big Bear Valley, whose mission is to safeguard the local habitat and creatures in it, including the tiny eaglets that Jackie and Shadow are now parents of. On the line to tell us more is Sandy Steers, Executive Director of Friends of Big Bear Valley. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Start by telling us about your background and interest in birds.
My interest is in all animals to start with, and I was in love with animals. And when I was in college, I started out for an aerospace engineering degree and realized that I actually loved biology, and I switched to what I loved instead of what I thought I should be doing. Mm-hmm. So just more and more, anything to do with animals, I love it. And I fell in love with these eagles.
I think most of us are familiar with the Eagle Cam, but tell us about Friends of Big Bear Valley's other programs and initiatives, and how did this organization get started?
We got started because a proposal was put out by a developer here that would have a large impact on some of the endangered species that are in the area, and the quiet and the light and all kinds of things, and not to mention the traffic and the eagles. So we started around that and trying to stop that, because the county said it would have no environmental impact. And if you lived here, you knew that that was crazy. So that's what got us going in 2001. And we just kept expanding the things that we were working on, and in 2012 put up this bald eagle nest camera to follow them and collect data and find out what was really going on there, because it was the first bald eagle nest in Big Bear Valley, the first chick hatched ever in Big Bear Valley.
Let's talk about Jackie and Shadow and this Eagle Cam. What was there first, the nest or the camera?
Oh, the nest was there first. There was another nest in a tree about 50 feet away from the tree that you see now, and that's where the first eagle chick was hatched. But it was a dead tree that had just a few ends of branches at the top, and that's where we think Jackie was hatched, or we think that chick was Jackie. But because she got so big and the nest was not that big, she bounced and bounced doing her winger sizing as she was getting ready to fly, and she was bigger than both of her parents. And then a lot of branches from the nest fell down, and then the rest blew away in a storm. But fortunately, the parents, Ricky and Lucy, had already started building another nest in this tree 50 feet away. And so that's the one we see now. And they started that nest and built it for 3 or 4 more years. And then Jackie came in and took over after they moved to a different nest about a quarter mile away.
How many eagles live in Big Bear year-round versus migrate there?
Actually, the only ones that live here year-round now are Jackie and Shadow. Before that, it was her parents, and now it's Jackie and Shadow. But they left the area. We don't know where they went.
What is the typical behavior of a bald eagle like? Like, what's their diet? What's their preferred habitat? How long do they usually live? All of that.
Well, their diet, for bald eagles, they eat off the water. And that means that their habitat is anywhere that's near a lake, a river, the ocean, anywhere that there's water that they can catch their food, and their preferred food is fish or waterfowl. And they kind of separate their habitat from golden eagles that eat off the land. So golden eagles are more inside the forest and things, and bald eagles are in the forest but near water.
Tell us about the conservation efforts that have gone into removing the bald eagle from the endangered species lists.
Oh, there's lots of conservation efforts. The one I'm most familiar with is the one that they did on Catalina Island, on those islands out there. They had a whole program, the Institute of Wildlife Studies had a whole program to raise bald eagle chicks, because with DDT, the bald eagle eggs were getting smashed. They were too soft, and when the eagle sat on them or anything happened, they would just get crushed. So they had a program out there put together that when the eagles, and that's how they put up cameras to start with, that they were watching the eagles when they would lay eggs. They would go and take the eggs out of the nest and put in fake eggs so the eagles would keep nesting. And then they would bring the real eggs back and put them in incubators. And when the chicks hatched, then they would take the chicks back and put them back with the parents and remove those false eggs. And it worked to start increasing the numbers of the bald eagle.
I'm speaking with Sandy Steers, Executive Director of Friends of Big Bear Valley. What personality traits have you witnessed from Jackie and Shadow? And also, how do you tell them apart?
The way to tell them apart, it's very hard if they're not next to each other, but Jackie is bigger than Shadow. About a third, again, is bigger than Shadow. So she has bigger ankles and a bigger beak, and she has some little feathers on the white ring around her neck, the white part. There's some little feathers that come down into the black that are white that Shadow doesn't have. His is more even. But that's what you get from watching them for a long time. Their voice is the easiest way to tell them apart, because Jackie's voice is much deeper and Shadow's is high-pitched and softer.
Now, Shadow is Jackie's second mate. Can you tell us about her first love?
Yes. When she first came to the nest in 2016, that was when the parents had moved their nest. She came and she had a male that came in with her, and it was Mr. B was what the Forest Service called him. And they had chicks that second year in 2018, the spring of 2018. And Mr. B was, how would I describe it? He was a little bit wimpy. Jackie would boss him around and he would kind of cower and, you know, and be afraid of her. And it was interesting to watch, and you definitely got the idea that the female was in charge of the nest. And then after they had those chicks, one of them fledged, the other one didn't make it, but one fledged, and he was still coming back to the nest now and then. And during that period, another intruder eagle basically came in, and we could tell how old he was because he still had the markings of a five-year-old just turning five. And after five, you can't tell how old eagles are, but you can up until that point. And he had just had those markings, and he would come into the nest, and the chick that was full grown, of course, but tried to chase him away, and he would maybe move, you know, over to the next branch or do something like that, but he'd come right back. And then Mr. B would be at the nest and trying to chase him away, and he would do the same thing, move a little bit or leave and come right back. And Jackie tried to chase him away, and same thing. And then finally, I saw the last showdown, if you will, of the last time I saw Mr. B on the nest. Mr. B was poking at Shadow. Yeah, he became called Shadow at some point because he was there all the time. And tried poking at him, and Shadow would just back up and lean back like one of those punching dummies out of the way. And so Mr. B couldn't actually hit him. And I think Shadow was just a slight bit bigger than Mr. B, but he kept poking at him and could never reach him. And Shadow wasn't going to be scared away, period. He had decided he was going to be there. And finally, that last encounter, Mr. B left, and we didn't ever see him again at the nest. So Shadow took over, and Jackie said, okay, I guess.
How many eggs have Jackie and Shadow laid? And of those, how many have hatched and how many have survived?
Jackie and Shadow have had 19, and there have been 8 that hatched and three that have survived, plus the two now, so that's five that have survived, yeah.
People who watched the eggs hatch on the live cam were pretty devastated when one of those babies didn't survive this year. Why do you think we are so invested in the welfare of these creatures?
I think part of it is because people don't get to see what it's like to be out in nature. They don't get to see what it's like for these animals. People just somehow think eagles are majestic and love their majesty, and getting to see their daily life, I think everybody enjoys. But it's also, they have a personality. They have an individuality. Each one of them is very different, and it's fascinating to watch how they behave and how they treat each other. And it's like they're there teaching us lessons and allowing us to feel our feelings about things that are happening that we may not allow ourselves to feel in our own lives. And so I think they're giving people an outlet and a connection to nature that a lot of people had forgotten. And nature really is a very healing thing, even when negative things happen.
I'm speaking with Sandy Steers, Executive Director of Friends of Big Bear Valley. Tell us about the process of hatching an egg and the role that Jackie and Shadow have played in protecting their offspring and getting them to viability.
Jackie and Shadow, well, when they lay the eggs, they lay them 3 days apart. Eagles in general, it's 3 to 5 days apart, but Jackie's are always almost exactly 3 days apart. And then they don't sit on them for a little while. They sit part-time on them at the beginning when there's going to be more eggs, which is delayed incubation. And what they're doing is wanting the chicks to hatch closer together, because then they'll be more or less the same size. And when there's plenty of food, that's what they do. If there's not enough food, they don't do delayed incubation, and they're hoping that, you know, one or the other spaced out will be able to survive. But we have plenty of food here, so they do delayed incubation. And this time, two of the chicks hatched out on day 38. Day 35 is the first time that they're viable to hatch. And so they were very close together in age, and then the other one was 3 days later. But that makes them relatively the same size. And the hatching process, the chick has to do all the work. The parents do not help it out of the egg at all. The chick has what's called an egg tooth on its beak when it's in the egg, and it's a pointy little sharp thing that lets the chick push its feet against the back of the shell and poke a hole that just starts out as a little dent or a little crack, and that's called a pip, and that's the first thing that we see. And then it takes the chick between 1 and 3 days to actually finish using that egg tooth and cut its way out of that shell. And it has to do all that work by itself, and then it's very tired. And part of the reason it takes so long is it's such hard work that it has to rest in between. And the last process, it takes that egg tooth and it uses its feet to spin all the way around in the shell and kind of cut a zipper around the edge so that the shell breaks in half and it can get out.
Do you have any idea how Spirit or Jackie and Shadow's other offspring are doing now?
Spirit is not tagged, and so we don't know where she is. We suspect there's a couple times that an adult the right age has come back that could be Spirit that Jackie didn't chase away. So we think she might have been back to visit a couple times, but we really have no way of knowing. And the other two, sadly, they were tagged, and we do know that they only lived a little over a year, each one of them. They were hatched a year apart, but they didn't make it much past a year.
Tell us about some of the other creatures who have supporting roles in this soap opera we watch on the Eagle Cam every day, starring Jackie and Shadow.
Well, some of the most popular ones are Fiona and Fast Freddy, and they are the little San Bernardino flying squirrels that are only a few inches long, and they have a nest, we believe, somewhere underneath Jackie and Shadow's nest, and they come and forage in Jackie and Shadow's nest, and they would be easily eaten, but they only come at night. They're nocturnal, and Jackie can't see very well at night, so rather than catch them, she wing slaps, which is to slap both of her wings down and chase them away when she hears them. During the summer, when the eagles aren't there and nesting, then we see Fiona and Fast Freddy at night coming and kind of foraging through the nest. One time, there was one egg that didn't hatch when Spirit hatched in 2022. There, one egg didn't hatch, and it was still there. Spirit kind of took it on as her own private blankie and companion, but it was still there after she fledged. And when there was no eagles in the nest, the chick had fledged and everything, we watched Fiona come in the night and put her little legs around that egg. But it was as big as she was. There was no way she was going to be able to pick it up. And she tried really hard, but she had to leave it.
What impact do you see the Eagle Cam making on educating the public about bald eagles?
Oh, I think it's making a big impact. I don't think people had any idea how eagles live. They just think of them as this symbol on a flag or something like that. But they get to see the daily life of these eagles and how they go through hardships and what they eat and how they bring things to the nest and when they're at the nest and when they're not and how they sleep standing up. And a lot of people, you know, think of birds just being on the nest and sleeping there all the time and then having eggs, but they don't. They have other places that they sleep, and they only are on the nest when there's eggs or chicks in the nest. And so people are learning all kinds of things about what they do and how they treat each other and their emotions and how individual they are. And I think that's the thing that surprised people the most, is how uniquely individual each one is. Like, even the ones we've seen close up, Mr. B is completely different than Shadow, and Shadow is very different than Jackie. And each of the chicks that's grown up has been different than Jackie and Shadow and different than each other and have showed very unique traits.
How many people watch the Eagle Cam every day?
When there's something like the eggs hatching or something like that, then we actually set a new record and got over 100,000 at one time watching the camera. In general, it's probably between 30 and 60,000 at any given time. And it's amazing to me, and I love it, that so many people are fascinated by these eagles.
Tell us about the equipment used for the camera.
It's an Axis camera, and it does things like zoom and pan. It's an outdoor type camera, so it's very protected from the weather. And we have it so that it's run by cables. There's no Wi-Fi or anything near the nest. And we have a microphone on it and infrared light. Sadly, those are down right now because of the last storm. But the infrared light can be seen by the camera itself, but not by humans or by eagles. So it's not disturbing anything, but lets us see things at night. And the cables run away from the nest so that the eagles are, again, protected. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no EMFs. There's nothing in the nest that could harm them. And it's run on a solar system away from the nest on the ground. And because it's in the forest, there's no electricity there. So everything has to be self-contained. And that's how we've set it all up. And we do maintenance once a year to keep it going.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Sandy Steers, Executive Director of Friends of Big Bear Valley. How can we support Friends of Big Bear Valley?
We take donations. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we take donations online at our website, friendsofbigbearvalley.org, or there's also a physical address there if people would prefer to mail a check or something like that. And we're happy to have everybody that's supporting and watching. And there's also other things on our website that people can check out at you know, how amazing this area is, and come and see Big Bear Valley. It's got unique species that don't exist anywhere else in the world.
And tell us about your merch.
We have Jackie and Shadow t-shirts and coffee mugs and, you know, mouse pads, lots of different things. We have baseball caps and calendars every year. Right now, so many people have been buying the merch that we're having trouble keeping it in stock, which is a problem we've never had before. And so we're working on doing that and getting things shipped out, because we do all of it ourselves. We don't have a service that does any of that. So we're working on keeping up, and we really appreciate everybody's, you know, understanding and patience. But yes, we do sell that merch, and everybody thinks it's great.
And anything else you want us to know, either about Friends of Big Bear Valley or Jackie and Shadow or the Eagle Cam in general?
Just that, you know, nature is very important to all of us, even if people don't realize it. And I'm thrilled that the Eagle Cam has allowed us to start showing people about nature. And even in our own valley, it started making, you know, the local residents and things like that be appreciative of the nature that we have here and the special, unique species and habitats. So I credit Jackie and Shadow with being, you know, the best teachers in the world for all kinds of things.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. And thank you for this magic work that you are doing to bring nature into our homes.
Well, thank you for having me. I love this. I love doing it. And I used to lead trips to the Galapagos Islands, and I feel like I brought that special love of nature and that special nature here with me. And I'm so happy to have it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.